when you learn that you are not the center of your life, that Jesus has no intention of making you the center of your life, but establishing himself as Lord, and you get a revelation that you're not important, then God can begin to make you significant. He can make you a person of influence, and that's what he's after. So what he does, as no respecter of persons, says, I'll do the same thing in you that I'll do in absolutely anyone and everyone who's willing to say yes to me without reservation. One of our problems is we always put a but at the end of that sentence, whatever it is, or just after we say yes. Let me tell you something, beloved. There is no but in the kingdom of God. You've heard me say this. Some of you are looking at me like, I know where you're going. Because it's good. And you know what? I have people come up to me years after they've heard it and said, I heard you teach us about but God. And it changed my life. Because listen, everything you say, everything you hear people say after the word but is what they really believe and the direction they're really going in. So if you're, God forbid, sick, and you've got all these evil reports and x-rays and MRIs and blood tests, and you're very sick, but in your prayer closet, you hear the word of the Lord, which is truth, say, you will not die, you will live, I will heal you. Then you can turn and say, the doctors say I'm sick, the MRI say I have this disease, but God said, I will not die, I will live, and proclaim the praises of God. I heard a wonderful testimony. Oh, at the beginning of this year, I was at a Full Gospel Businessmen's national gathering in America. One of the men who gave his testimony was an African-American man who was sentenced to death by electric chair in Georgia. He had murdered a man. He got drunk. He shot this guy. He confessed. He was arrested. He's confessed. He's on death row. And I don't know why I'm saying this tonight, but I really feel like I need to be sharing this testimony, because you never know where these recordings are going to go. And I don't know who's here tonight, you know. Well, that's for whoever that is. It's for them, too. And obviously them, they want it. Anybody else? And in the American system of justice, when a man is on death row, they put him on 24 hours before he's going to be executed. They put him on a special death watch. They take him out of his normal cell. They put him in a special cell. And for 24 hours, two guards watch him. One guard to write down everything that he does, and another guard to write down everything that he says, so that there is no evidence against them for abusing this prisoner in the last day of his life. And they give him whatever he wants to eat. They shave his head, and they put him in the death garment. And he had gotten saved. He came into prison. He was put on death row. He was there for many years through appeals and whatnot. He came to the Lord. He was really born again. He started having Bible studies with death row inmates, bringing them to the Lord. And 18 hours, if I remember, 18 hours before the execution, the Holy Spirit spoke to him, says, you will not die, but you will live and proclaim the glories of God. And he began to tell the guards, I'm not going to die. You know, God said, I'm not going to die. Now, he had been through every appeal. The governor had twice denied his appeal. They had gone through every legal recourse. But God said to him, you will not die. You will live and proclaim the glory of God. His family had come for their last reading. Now it's about 12 hours before their execution. He said to his family, don't talk to me. Don't ask me anything. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to die. Jesus told me I'm not going to die. I'm going to live and proclaim the glory of God. And of course, they thought he was, you know, going through all of this crazy mental breakdown because he was anticipating being executed and all of that. Well, little did he know that there was a loophole in the law that was only open for a short period of time, and some of the anomalies in his case came before a Supreme Court justice, and I think it was like 6 hours before he was about to be executed, the warden got a call from a Supreme Court justice and said, hold the execution. And in fact, he did not die. And because of the loophole in the law, his case was reviewed, and he was set free. See, when Jesus says something is going to happen, when he says it, it will happen.